Listening Library presents A Most Magical Girl by Karen Foxley. Read for you by Jane Entwistle. It's exactly the kind of day she sees things. She knows it, but it doesn't stop her going out. Her head tells her to stay indoors, but the outside is calling. All the grey buildings and dripping eaves, all the wet stone and gleaming rain-polished streets. The clouds are streaming, and the wind is banging at the windows. She slips out before Mercy can catch her and make her do schoolwork. It has rained so hard that the street has filled with puddles. She mustn't look. "Don't look," she tells herself. "Don't look." The wind is tugging at umbrellas. It's pulling at her skirts, untying her hair. She should go inside. Her mother will be coming down the stairs. She'll make Annabelle recite a passage from her Latin reader. Then they will take their places, pretty and fragile as flowers, pick up their embroidery and wait for their callers. Only, Annabelle doesn't go inside. Nothing in her lessons can explain this sensation. Nothing in the way she is taught to walk and talk and sing and dance. There is a chord of something that joins her to a day like this. It feels like a rope that starts inside her belly and stretches up into the wild clouds. This rope tugs at her, as though at any moment she'll be dragged up into the sky. She struggles to keep her feet on the pavement. That's just what it feels like, and it frightens her. But part of her feels...